John, well, does Nostradamus see in any of these prophecies any kind of nuclear holocaust in the Middle East?
Well, in that quatrain I was going to read, this is what it says. Quatrain 55 of Century 9 says, a horrible war is being prepared in the West. The following year, the pestilence will come, so very horrible that young nor old nor animal may survive. Blood, plague, when Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter are in France. Now, there was a number of interesting connections to this. These aspects happen every 4 or 5 years, and it's very rare that Nostradamus, the astrologer, actually has an astrological dating. There are only 70 of them in the over 1,000 predictions, and this is one. So it's a significant dating, and it sort of looks at a... the last time it happened was in September of 2004. So certainly, I think sometimes he's looking at windows and parts of the elements happen. I think he's pointing to the Middle East that war is being prepared. I mean, one could say there's a lot of evidence showing from neocon papers as far back as 1992 that such a war to topple Saddam Hussein was in the works.
True.
And I'm not judging it as good or bad. I'm simply saying it's becoming more a factual reality that we intended to get in the Middle East for a grander strategy that some people hope would bring peace and stability. Other people are more cynical and think it is bringing the oil into our control.
Mm-hmm. And maybe both.
And maybe both, but the thing is that this aspect, so the Jupiter-Mars-Mercury conjunction, going to happen again in February of 2009. And it happens again in April-May of 2011. Now, that's very close to another important date, the end of the Mayan calendar, 2012.
Good point.
In fact, and then the other time that's also very important is when it happens in 2020, year 2020. There are many things that focus on, if we avoid these danger windows, they get harder and harder to avoid these windows of war and danger, and especially hard by the time we enter the 2020s, because at that time what's added to the mix is not just religious and political and social differences, but stress on the ecology, stress on the food sustainability and water-quenching sustainability of the human race, especially in areas that are exploding in population and rapidly dwindling in sustainability resources like the Middle East. And which brings to the point that you were making before the break, on the apocalyptic biblical nature of all of this, there is the famous phrase that when the Euphrates dries up, that's essentially when the apocalypse, the Armageddon, begins in the Middle East. Well, we are within any time between now and the next 20, 30 years, the demand on water from the Tigris and Euphrates River system, from its headwaters in Turkey for their exploding numbers to what
huge.
Is going.
Yeah,
it could dry out in our lifetime, and that coincides with a number of prophecies that deal with a great crisis war that begins in the Middle East and lasts, as Nostradamus says. It's not the end of the world. Nostradamus wasn't in his apocalypse thinking this was the end of the world, but it was an end of a world as we've known it. A great cycle of centuries is coming to an end, one that lasted 7,000 years in his calculation.
And we could be going through one heck of a mess to get to this point of utopia, right?
Yeah, and basically in other prophecies I look at about the coming of a new humanity, it's essentially the theme is there's two kinds of human being around. There's the old humanity, as people who want to, as I said in the beginning of the show, hold on to what they know, even if it's an illusion, even if it was once a virtue but has now turned into a fossilized tradition. They will hold on to it rather than move forward. And it'll be very difficult for people who are not ready to abandon what they know and open themselves to something new. Or at least abandon their dogma about what they think their religion is teaching them and be open to something their masters like Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha actually meant that maybe something completely different than the way they've been taught to believe or interpret their master saying. And, you know, the fact that apocalypse is not a doom and gloom situation, it's about enlightenment, you know, a eureka, oh, this is like a fresh new look, I have born again with new eyes. And this is a, this is all in the down to earth issue is going to all burn up and boil up because we are living in the time of Nostradamus' third Antichrist. It has started. His 27-year war has begun. And now it's a question of who that person may be, and there are a few candidates. But what we do know, what I would at least in my interpretation say we know, is that it's all pinned on what's going to happen this next year or two.